think about this. If I'm a property owner and I know that I'm helping provide the kind of workforce that's going to bring larger businesses into my community that are going to add to the general tax funds of my community and keep my property taxes down, why wouldn't I?
I'll just add, too, that we're exploring, legislative or otherwise, if we believe the numbers would support that, if we can get by with it, our goal would be not to have a tax.
That's correct.
So there's so many things that need to be explored. And again, we are attempting to get down the road with as many as we can.
To go back to that tax question, we kind of figured out there was the median household was $130,000 to $150,000, and a 1% or one penny tax would be about $15, which is less than, you know, I think it's less than a dollar a day, you know, per month, or actually less than a dollar a month, you know, to go forward a year. So if you're saying if you have a $150,000 house, I mean, it's going to be basically a dollar a month extra on your tax bill going forward.
Well, nobody go to the voters until we have a good business plan that, you know, a lot of people in this community will be involved in to make sure it is a viable business decision to support. And like buying any business, it takes a lot of due diligence, and that hasn't even started. We got to get the information from Glenn, and hopefully they will honor the open records request at some point soon and start that process as quickly as we can.